Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hope you're feeling the cheer, Mike.
I am. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited to play this week's show. But first, let's clear up that challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase cover story. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, five letters in each word, that names a person who might have cast a ballot in favor of Toy Story. What is the phrase? Well, if you change the Y to an A, you can spell Oscar voter.
Wish I was one.
All right, Ian, on December 6th, 1904, President Theodore Roosevelt, during his State of the Union address to Congress, articulated a policy that would come to be known as the Roosevelt Corollary to the Monroe Doctrine. The Monroe Doctrine, introduced by James Monroe during his 1823 State of the Union address, said, among other things, that European countries should not attempt to seize control of or intervene in the affairs of an independent country in the Americas. The Roosevelt Corollary, however, amended that policy by saying that the United States would intervene by exercising military force to prevent European powers from doing so, which it did on multiple occasions. To mark the declaration of the Roosevelt Corollary, this week our questions are about people or things added to other things.
I think I follow.
In 1990, Penn State became the 11th school to join an athletic conference that also included the University of Michigan, the University of Wisconsin, and eight other schools. What athletic conference did Penn State join, making the number in the conference's name now incorrect?
The Big Ten.
That's right. Became the Big 11, so to speak. And as if that were not enough, the Big Ten currently has 14 schools. Nebraska, Maryland, and Rutgers also later joined.
Much to their chagrin.
9-year-old actor Robbie Rist famously played a cousin that was added to a popular 1970s TV series during the final six episodes of its fifth and final season. Explained on the show as the result of his parents traveling to South America for an archaeological dig, a trip he couldn't join them on. What was Rist's character's first name?
This is the Brady Bunch, right?
It is.
I don't know. I can picture him, but I don't know his name.
There's no twist in this question, so if that's what you're looking for.
Cousin Oliver?
That's right. His name was Cousin Oliver. And in fact, the practice of adding younger children to declining sitcoms actually came to be known as Cousin Oliver Syndrome. A 1973 musical that debuted at the Royal Court Theatre in London's West End had a word added to its title when it was adapted into a 1975 film, with many of the stage production's casts reprising their roles, including the production's creator and Tim Curry. What word is it?
Picture?
That's right. What are we talking about?
Rocky Horror.
That's right. The stage musical is just called The Rocky Horror Show. In 1795, two stripes and two stars were added to the U.S. flag, bringing the number of each up to 15, as a result of the two most recently added states to the Union. One of those two new states was Kentucky, which was admitted in June of 1792. What was the other, which became the 14th state in March of 1791?
I think that's Vermont.
It is. And Vermont is the first of three states that were actually sovereign states before they were admitted to the Union. The other two are Texas and Hawaii. And finally, a 1998 expansion of what popular board game, first introduced in England in 1943 and launched in North America in 1949, was subtitled Master Detective and added two new weapons, a bottle of poison and a horseshoe, to the classic set of six, along with new suspects and rooms.
Find someone who loves you as much as Mike loves Clue.
It wouldn't be Any Questions if we didn't have a question about James Bond, Monty Python, or Clue, I think. Well, speaking of adding things up, how well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Add it on, Mike.
Start with the phrase, one more thing. Change one letter to a P, and you can rearrange the result to spell a six-letter word for a type of insect and a six-letter word for a type of bird. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times Games Magazine and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.